It was not until 1993, under the direction of a master speaker, Jesse Lilo Doe Beard, that the Wampanoag Language Reclamation Project began, a mission towards returning language fluency to the Wampanoag Nation as the primary means of expression within the community. Here is Judith Arkart, the business manager of the Wampanoag Language Reclamation Project.
So far, we've probably had at least 700 students through the Wampanoag Language Reclamation Project over, since 2010 anyway, so that's over the past 10 years.
The Wampanoag language is the first American Indian language to use an alphabetic written system and also the first to reclaim a language with no living speaker. Judith acknowledges that it has been one of the major challenges.
Figuring out how to pronounce certain words was a challenge. So without having a speaker to listen to how the words were pronounced, a lot of it was guesswork. Thankfully, though, Wampanoag is part of what's called the Algonquian language family, and there are other Algonquian languages that are currently spoken, and so we were able to borrow in terms of pronunciation and even some word formation from those other languages to make pretty good guesses as to how words would be pronounced.
One of the biggest milestones for this endeavor was winning a grant from the Department of Education that paved the way for the Wampanoag language at Mashpee High School. Alyssa Harris, Judith's daughter, who is also this year's Mashpee High School Class of 2020 graduate, made tribal history this year by becoming the first Wampanoag language student qualified to earn the state seal in biliteracy.
So the seal of biliteracy, basically, it was a verbal test and a written test that I took. In order to pass the seal of biliteracy, I needed to get a intermediate high or advanced low score.
Alyssa wasn't successful in getting the state seal, but says the experience was enriching.
Could you share with us maybe a greeting or something in your language to hear how it sounds?
So there's two. There's one that's kind of Americanized. So right now I could say Wanyiwanonk, which is good evening. But for Wampanoag people, we don't really say stuff like that. So that's kind of like modern words. But a traditional word that we would say is Kanipiom, which is more like you are welcomed.
Could you talk about how attaining that language has enriched the culture of what it means to be a Wampanoag?
Being able to bring back the language is just, you know, sort of one step towards sort of reclaiming who, you know, they were millennia ago, which is, it takes one step to start a journey. And this is part of the journey back to a place where colonization hasn't happened. I don't know if we can ever go back there, but it's a start anyway.